Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Cake is returning to Sacramento this spring for a series of shows. The rock band is known for its distinct mix of musical styles, which you got a little taste of just now. That was from Arco Arena from the album Comfort Eagle. The deadpan delivery of sharp, insightful lyrics was formed right here in Sacramento in 1991. The band has released 7 albums in that time, with an 8th on the way. In March, they'll play 3 nights at Sacramento's newest venue, Channel 24. With the first night dedicated as a fundraiser for community radio station KVMR, broadcasting across the Sierra foothills from Nevada City, which recently has seen its funding cut with the shuttering of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB. John McCrae is the lead vocalist and primary songwriter for Cake. In addition to singing, he plays rhythm guitar and piano, and he joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you're coming back to Sacramento this spring for a series of shows that sold out in just seconds. It prompted you to add another night for the run, making 3 shows in total. How does it feel to have that kind of reflexive response from your hometown?
It feels good. I mean, probably they think that we're just not going to be around too much longer, I imagine. So they want to see us one last time before one of us passes away.
Is that the case? You think Cake might not be around for that much longer, because you've been going strong now for, 30 plus years?
Well, I mean, you never know. I think the fact that it's been that long, I mean, that eventually something's going to happen. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I always wonder what is the source of demand. And I do remember when I was a kid, there were these, old classic rock bands that I liked, and I thought, oh, should I see them before it's too late? And and in some cases I was really glad that I went and saw them one last time.
Sacramento has changed so much in the last decade or decades. Do you still enjoy performing in your hometown? Is the vibe different here for you at all?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, the rent is so much more expensive now. I think it's changed the character of especially the Midtown area, but the whole region seems fancier than what I grew up in. So I suppose that changes something about the mood. The Sacramento I grew up in was, it seemed dustier, and the coffee wasn't quite as good as it is now. And I think there was more crime in the Midtown area. So yeah, there were some pluses and minuses, but I really enjoyed the cheap rent, and I can really attribute the success of my band to that. That we could, work on music more days of the week. We could afford to do that because rent wasn't so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you're also playing at the newest venue in Sacramento. When you do come back here, do you get nostalgic? Are there any venues that you really liked playing at that maybe are no more, or some that still exist that you love paying a visit to?
Yeah. I've fond memories of the Cattle Club and Old Ironsides, and there was a place called Cafe Montreal on Capitol for a while that was a really good place for me to test out material. I think most of those are gone, sadly, but there's new ones that I don't know about, I'm sure. I really don't know, other than where we're playing, I don't know really that much about the scene at this point.
And you're known for such a distinct musical style and for being a really strong lyricist. When you all were still just getting your start back in the early 90s, late 80s, I mean, what influenced the style that now millions of people know as Cake?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about that. I think mostly I was sort of rebelling against like what I sort of thought of as big dumb rock, you know, where it was just all this sort of rock, guitar power. And I just thought, wow, at this point, this isn't really very rebellious anymore. That this isn't that. There's nothing new here. So I thought, wow, maybe small would be more interesting than large. And so I set about trying to make a like a you know a almost for some people comically small offering. And yeah, and I found that interesting. I was listening to a lot of Mexican ranchera music, and like big band music, and but also, you know, so American songwriters, and also I took country music absolutely seriously, unlike a lot of rock artists or songwriters. I think that's country music's got some really amazing stuff. So yeah, so I think that all sort of fed into what we're doing, and the, you know, the choice of a trumpet as an instrument to carry some of the melodies, I think was a way for me, at least in my mind at the time, of sidestepping the sort of typical heroic rock guitar solo kind of vibe.
Well, let's take a listen to one of the newest songs. You recorded this at Texas Public Radio, and it's called Billionaires in Space.
The only but there's a billionaire in space in an air-conditioned capsule.
And I think it goes without saying, people spend a lot of time digging into your lyrics. How do you approach songwriting? Does it start with actual lyrics, or does it start with the sound, or does it depend depending on the song?
Yeah, it really goes both ways. I mean, sometimes I'm walking down the street and there's a bass line that comes into my head, or and maybe it's a, you know, chorus that just is floating in the air for me. And that's one way of arriving. And then I've got to sort of affix lyrics onto that. What's a lot easier is when I have words that come first, and then I can sort of intuit the melody of those word combinations. So yeah, it goes both ways. What I enjoy more is doing the words first and figuring out melody second. But sometimes it's really worked well the other way. I just take whatever I can get, really.
And you'll be going on tour, three shows, as I mentioned, here in Sacramento at Channel 24. The first night, I believe, that's the benefit for community radio station KVMR, which broadcasts out of Nevada City. What is the connection to KVMR?
The connection is just, you know, growing up in the Sacramento, sort of Northern California region, and, you know, they've been historically very supportive of you know, local music and whatnot. And you know, it strikes me that you know, maybe we should expand the parameters of this out and include maybe another couple local stations that are, you know, have been hit hard by the by the changes in political changes. So I think maybe we'll include a couple more stations in that as well.
Is community radio and public radio, did it play a big role, or does it play a big role in your life?
Yeah, it does. It's there's something to be said for things that are created not solely from profit motive. I think we've learned the hard way that having that be the only decider of our fate is foolhardy, you know. And I think having these sort of buttresses that, of like public, you know, truly public interest is really about, you know, national security at this point.
When it comes to benefit shows, I mean, you guys are really no strangers to that and advocacy and using that platform as CAKE to advocate for the causes that you believe in. How do you decide what issues or causes to support?
Oh, just by paying attention to what's going on and see what seems important at the time, I guess. It's painful sometimes to pay attention lately, but I think we have to do it. You know, and that's we have no sort of rule of thumb. It's really just emotional, I guess.
And I just learned this morning you have a CAKE forest that you give a tree away at every live performance. Is that still going on?
Yeah, it's not. We don't give trees away at giant festivals because that would be hard for people to carry a tree around. But when we're playing our own show, depending on where we are in the world, sometimes if it's the middle of winter, we don't give one away. But mostly we've been giving trees away for quite a few years now. And the idea is just simply, you know, that, you know, everybody should plant at least one tree during the course of their life. It's a wild experience I actually bought a tree at a garage sale when I lived in an apartment in Midtown Sacramento years and years ago. And, you know, I found the little bit of grass in between the sidewalk and the street. And I don't think I was allowed to plant this tree, but I did it anyway. And it was great. My life went on and the band started doing well and I started touring too much. And about 10 or so years later, I just happened to be in that part of town in that apartment that I used to live in and walked by this probably 25 to 30 foot high tree that I had planted years earlier. And there's a sense of it's a humbling sort of feeling that, you know, you should try it.
Well, John, thank you so much for taking some time with us today on Insight.
Thank you for having me.
John McCrae is the lead vocalist and primary songwriter for the band CAKE. The rock band returns to its hometown this spring for a series of concerts at Channel 24 in Sacramento. One will be a benefit for the community radio station KVMR. We are ending the show with a song from the band's very first album, Motorcade of Generosity. This is How Can You Afford Your Rock and Roll Lifestyle? I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Rebellion now, excess ain't rebellion now.